Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Mike. I saw your tweet on Thursday night, or maybe it might have been early Friday morning, Thursday night, regarding the Falcons selecting Penix at 8.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are down there covering it. You're on the air. Great work every year, as always.
Thank you.
The second time in your career you've been speechless.
What was the first?
The first time was actually relatively recent as well. It was that Thiago Almada, two goals in stoppage time against San Jose last year to begin the season. You remember that?
Yeah.
They're both crazy goals, and the second one, I didn't know what to say. That was positive speechless.
Sure.
Look, I think, as I said on Thursday night, the Falcons were entitled to an explanation. We've gotten their explanation. It is a reasonable explanation. They feel like that they're strong enough where they're not going to be picking in the top 10 for quite a long time. And if that turns out to be the case, then now is the time to go up and get your quarterback. But I'm still struggling with it a couple days later. I respect the decision. It is one heck of a brave gamble.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the best interest of making the team more competitive right now. I don't think it's in Michael Penix's best interest at all. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people have really talked about yet. How's Michael Penix going to get better sitting on the bench for the next 3 years and not playing in games other than in the preseason? He's not. And, yeah, okay, great. He's going to practice and, quote-unquote, learn from Kirk Cousins. Awesome. Randy, you've played.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine probably the single most important phase in which a football player in the National Football League can get better is by playing an actual game.
Yeah, that helps.
Yep. Best way to get better at football.
Penix is not going to play in a game until 2026 unless something goes wrong.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I love Penix. I think you could make an argument he might even be the best quarterback in this draft. I love it. I hope it works out. If it does, we look back on this as one of the shrewdest 40 chess moves in the history of the National Football League. But I find too many potholes in this plan, and hopefully I'm wrong and the Falcons are right. The one thing I will say, a lot of people very passionate about this pick on both sides.
No doubt.
We've seen that over the last 5-6 days, and I really do truly hope this works out.
Right.
We'll see.
I think that, and you know, when you look at, like you said, the shock of it, and like I was sitting there with my boy, and we're watching. It's like, and right before every pick, they were bringing Schefter up, and the way he was talking, everything he said right before the pick was the pick. Mm-hmm. And when he started talking about it, first thing he said, they went and worked out Michael Penix right before the pick. I was like, they're not about to take Michael Penix Jr. And then they took him. And I know from my standpoint, if I'm Grady or somebody, I'm like, really?
Right.
Like you couldn't get us some now help? Like, I might not be here when Michael Penix plays.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys on the roster that might not be here when Michael Penix plays.
I might not be here when this guy comes.
I think they believe that they have a team right now, regardless of anything they did in the draft, a team that would be very, very competitive in the division, probably win the division and go to the playoffs.
I agree.
Don't disagree. Boy, I would have loved to have seen them do something that would make them maybe a little more competitive to win a playoff game or two. If we're setting the floor or I guess the ceiling at make the playoffs, you have a 1-in-4 chance as we sit right now in April of making the playoffs in the NFL. All you have to do is win your division. You have to be the best among four teams. I don't know if that's like really the ceiling that we would want the Falcons to have right now, or their fans would want them to have. You know, they've gone a very, very long time without making the playoffs, let alone winning a playoff game. I want to see them make a run, and I just think they missed an opportunity to make themselves better. And, you know, to your point about Grady Jarrett, you know, the depth is thinner than I would like it to be on the defensive side of the ball right now. You know, Grady Jarrett's coming off an ACL. So, look, again, totally respect the explanation. Tip my cap to the bravery that it took to make the selection. I just don't think it aligns with a team that is trying to win right now. You know, this is a pick for the future when I think the right now is very, very intriguing for this team because they are – very close to being a team that I think could win a playoff game or two and maybe be right there at the end of January.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think we all felt after the Cousins move and some of the other stuff that they did that the floor at that point was winning the division, right? Now you feel like you're the best team in the division, which is excellent. But yeah, that sort of that being the, okay, good. We got to the place that's acceptable. Yeah, we want to maintain what's acceptable for a while in order to do this.
Now,
the other thing about it is, though, it's like, all right, fine, I guess. Like, if that's what happens and the team's okay for a couple of years and then Cousins leaves and then Penix slots in and then, I don't know, maybe he takes him to another level, maybe he doesn't, who knows, because he's going to be a rookie, essentially, quarterback at that time. It feels like there's kind of two ways this goes. Either they're right and it was genius, and we look back on this 5-10 years from now, it's like, damn, that was, I mean, they set themselves up. Or the opposite happens, which is normally what happens in the league, where it's very, very hard to win for a million different reasons.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, that's what they did? Like, that was the decision they made?
And even if they're right, I think they've made it hard on themselves to be right, because I want to go back to the initial point that Penix could be the best quarterback in this draft, but if he's not going to play for 3 years, is he getting better? Is Michael Penix Jr. What will the Falcons be doing to develop Michael Penix Jr. over the next 3 years if he does not play in games? I think the other kind of unintended consequence, and, you know, we're all adults, and this is the National Football League and all that, but the first bad game that Kirk Cousins has, you're going to be hearing people calling this radio station clamoring for Michael Penix. And I think whether intentionally or unintentionally, the Falcons may have undermined Kirk Cousins a little bit.
Definitely.
Now, again, we're all adults here. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to make that a thing. But it's just one more thing that you're going to have to contend with, because Kirk Cousins is an outstanding quarterback. Again, best quarterback available in this offseason, and the Falcons went and got him, and I'm super pumped about that. But he is going to make a mistake or two.
Yeah.
He might even lose you a game or two.
No, and that's going to happen.
It's just going to happen, and I just cringe because in this city – the backup quarterback, for whatever reason, over the last almost 20 years, has been the most popular player on the Atlanta
Falcons. What was that one with Matt Ryan? And
Dominique Davis was always my favorite. You know, if Matt Ryan had like a 2-interception game, oh, man, we got to get Dominique Davis in there.
No, Matt Schaub.
The backup quarterback was popular when it was those guys.
Yeah.
Well,
this
Kirk
backup
Benkert
quarterback's
even
a top 10 draft pick.
Yeah, I know.
It's different.
But again, we're all adults here. So, you know, I'm going to assume that's not going to be a thing.
I don't think it's going to take that long. That's just my thought process. When we talked about it yesterday, I just think he's going to play sooner than later. I don't know. I just don't – like, I'm with – like, I don't want to
– if it happens, then something has gone wrong, though.
Yeah.
But
it could go wrong in a way where it doesn't, like, hurt your team. Like, Kirk could go down.
Salary-wise.
That's what I'm talking about. It hurts you salary-wise. Yeah. But, like, maybe something happens. God, you know.
Yeah, but again, I would classify that as something going wrong. I mean, if Kirk Cousins suffers an injury that causes
I think Michael's ready to go.
I do too. And again, that's the shame of all of this. So I think he's ready to go. Yeah. We're not going to see.
Yeah, I think he's ready.
Which is the shame of all.
Hey, Mike. Okay, NBA offseason for the Lakers has started.
Yes.
And the first name I heard this morning, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they didn't say which one, because obviously they were talking about they were trying to trade for one in the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. But now it's offseason. They got themselves to have Andy. We saying they got some
ammunition, have more first
picks and first rounders this summer and everything.
Because now they can trade whatever 5 years into the future first rounders.
Right. So, yeah.
Do one of these guys make sense?
For the Lakers?
Yes.
Where's LeBron? That's my question.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'm overreading what he said last night. I think the door may have been pushed open by LeBron last night for retirement, which I think would be a mistake. I mean, I think he's still playing at a very, very high level.
He kind of said that last year, though, too. Remember that?
Yeah, well, and LeBron has a very unique ability of being able to say things in a coded way that gets us all talking about LeBron without him actually doing anything. So take it with a grain of salt. If LeBron is still with the LA Lakers, though, Randy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, Trae Young is going to be rumored as someone that the Lakers might go after. In fact, I get emails every day from this odds maker. And yesterday's email was odds on D'Angelo Russell's team for 2024-25. And the Hawks were the favorite to have D'Angelo Russell at plus 250 based on this odds maker. Well, now let's connect the dots. I mean, that would probably tell you that Trae Young
that would be a trade.
Is now on the Lakers, and D'Angelo Russell came over to the Hawks. So you're going to hear his name rumored a lot. He has a home in Los Angeles. But, you know, again, Trae has said out loud, he wants to be here, he wants to win here, and he's under contract here. So nothing is a guarantee, but you're going to hear a lot of chatter about that. I don't think there's much doubt.
Let's just speculate wildly now, since all of this is a mystery anyway. how much does LeBron want to play with his son? Because that's been the rumor for years, that he wanted to be able to hang on long enough. Now this is the first year where that would actually be possible.
Yeah, but LeBron's son is now going to Duquesne, because it didn't really work out so well for him at USC this past year. So he's going to play at least one more college year.
Oh, is he?
in the yeah.
Oh, is that well, official? Official?
Well, I don't know if that's official. That. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. The Duquesne coach tweeted a photo of Bronny doing the chalk thing. Okay. That was from the Duquesne coach.
Oh, really?
So I took that as confirmation, but perhaps not. I don't know.
They also there's rumors today that the Lakers are open to adding Bronny, drafting Bronny, and putting him on that roster, if that's what it takes. But my point in all of that, to bring it back here, is if that's what it takes, then the Hawks should draft Bronny.
Draft him right now.
Him with the
just as good of a plan as tanking. And teams tank every year.
Here's my thing. Trying to look at this maybe a little more realistically, but I don't know. Like, now I'm very confused. I thought Bronny was going to Duquesne, so maybe I messed that up. If Bronny is going to Duquesne and playing another year or two in college, I don't see LeBron playing more than two more years.
Right.
I don't think the clock's going to work out for him. And I think anyone who watched Bronny this year at USC, he needs more polish. He needs a lot more refinement. If the Lakers were to draft him, he'd be playing in the G League. He'd be a two-way player.
From what I'm reading, rumors and speculation about Duquesne. Not official.
Okay,
but
that's interesting, but it could because happen. Their coach tweeted that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But I way of recruiting.
But I think he tweeted that.
New way of recruiting.
Well, he tweeted that, so please come here.
In the hopes that we would see it and then be like, well, that's where he's going.
It makes a lot of sense, though, because the Duquesne coach was LeBron's high school assistant, I think, and Keith Dambrot, who was their head coach, just retired. So there's a lot of connections here.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Mike.
We appreciate it.
Buckle up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.